Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. He said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Wow, folks. Think about that. That statement by itself is a huge statement and a testimony from a young man that's on a path or on a road to success. He's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Well, good evening. Welcome to another Prayers, Closer Prayers Network show. I'm your host, M.A. Scott. And as always, I promise you another wonderful show, folks. I promise you another wonderful show. I promise you a show that, as I like to say, makes you think a little bit. Makes you say, he has a point there. Or, hey, great idea, great thought. Or, wow, I never really considered that. But, you know, in all, folks, it's not to make you think. It's to be there to help you, to guide you, to assist you, to help you get through the struggles of the recruiting process and all things associated with it. And what I mean by all things associated with it, anything involving the sporting industry that we can assist you with, we are more than happy to assist. Because we understand the pressures of the recruiting process, and not only the recruiting process, but, you know, things that's going on out there in the sporting industry. Again, I'm your host, M.A. Scott. If you want to join in on our conversation this evening, 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. 8095. Because we're just going to talk about a few things. You know, tonight's show, I threw a question out there. And just to see how many of you decided to look at the question and decided to chime in on the conversation and decided to really say that, hey, he has a point there. He has a point there. Because in that question that I initially put out there, and just to recap it, here are some interesting facts, and I'm just talking about some facts. Here are some interesting facts that we should be aware of. And then we go, I went on to say, can't even see this old script here. Okay, sometimes we overlook various things when it involves our children in sports. The question should be, should we allow these things to be unspoken? That's the first question. Think about it, ponder on it. Give us a call if you got some comment on it. Should we allow these things to be overlooked and unspoken? Okay. It should have been asked, parents. I just caught that. Sorry about that, folks. Should we as parents allow our children to think that this is the norm? How can we raise our voice without bringing embarrassment to our children or ourselves? Is this the game of basketball, football, soccer, tennis, or any other sport that important? Is it? Is it? Sometimes we go as far as compromising ourselves because of that game. And a couple more questions. How much of a value do you as a parent, place on the college athletic scholarship? Now, think about that question that I stated just before that, and think about this question here. Although they are very closely related, you may come up with two separate answers. You may come up with answers that take you in two different directions. And last but not least, folks, in the eye-opening drama of Louisville, the scandal, what are your thoughts as parents? And I say that because I had a chance to look at Outside the Lines today, and they addressed some stuff going on with Louisville and, you know, some stuff that surfaced some time ago. And all that, I noticed that, you know, one of the assistant coaches had been fired. Well, I say this as a parent that has been through the recruiting process and has had the opportunity to, you know, take a number of visits. I want to tell you something, and I need you to really hear me. I need you to really, truly understand what I'm saying to you. Now, I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm not saying that anybody is at fault. I'm just simply saying that there's some questions here that I think presents his own answer. And the first question is, hold that thought. And the first question is real simple, real simple, real simple. Now, like I said, and I'm going to go back and revisit each one of these questions, but I want to start with this one here because this one was the one that really and truly pushed me to generate a conversation around this today. Based upon what I heard on the show Outside the Lines. Having the pleasure of taking a number of official visits and unofficial visits, I go back and I think about how that visit went. Now, mind you, my son was not considered a high-profile athlete. My son was not considered what they call a blue chipper. You know, although he had the opportunity to attend the top 100 camp, you wouldn't have found his name in any of the lineups or any of the, you know, any of the rankings, as you would look at a lot of these other young men, or you would find in a lot of these other young men. So, you know, so he was just one of the kids that they thought had some potential. As they say in that world, has an upside. But this is the point I want to make. No time ever stepping on any campus, and the coaching staff made aware that we were making the trip to that campus, was the head coach ever absent from our visit. And I'm saying that with all sincerity. Now, we did do a weekend trip where we drove out there, and just so happened, as I was just about there, I called, you know, one of the coaches that I had some contact with and made mention that, hey, I was near the campus and I wanted to stop by and you know, do a little walkthrough. Okay, at that time, the head coach was actually out on a recruiting trip clear across the country, but he was well aware that I was on campus. That my son was on campus. He was well aware of what we were going to have exposure to. He was well aware and probably orchestrated what the coach would say to us, how he would take us around the campus, who he would introduce us to, and all the other little things that go along with it. So note the point that I'm making here. And the reason why I say that, I know he was well aware and very informed and probably orchestrated, because shortly after I left that campus and later on that evening, he gave me a call on my cell phone and basically expressed, hey, Mr. Scott, I heard you was on campus today. You know, he heard I was on campus today. Okay. He knew I was on campus because he probably had already talked to his assistant. But he said, I heard you was on campus today. Hope everything went well for you. Looking forward to talking to you later on. I'm currently out here, such and such and such and such. You know, gave me the whole spiel. But just to acknowledge that we were there lets me know that he was well informed of what took place during the time that we made our unofficial visit. So for a coach to say, I don't have any knowledge of that. You know, I kind of find that hard to believe. But I've heard that a number of times. Heard that a number of times throughout the recruiting process, or throughout the time that various scandals took place. A number of times. So, on that note, I was really concerned. You know, when I heard a coach say that he had no knowledge of it. You know, when I hear these coaches say they have no knowledge of what was going on and what these recruits were into and what these students were into, so on and so forth. You know, I really have some concern with that because of the simple fact that in the end, folks, in the end, you know, that's a real issue with me. So, on that note, I challenge that, I question that, and I really think that there should be somebody looking at that a little closer. Well, let me go back to my questions that I posed later on today. And if you want to join the conversation, 917-889-8095, I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. And the first question that I put out there was, should we allow things to go unspoken? And when I talk about things going unspoken, when we have these issues, when we have these concerns, where is our voice as parents? Where is our voice? Do we have a voice? You know, we have to remember something. We are still talking about, in a lot of cases, a young man, underage, still living in your household. So why do, when they step foot into college, and you know what? I think I'm going to form a petition because I want to base this petition on this particular subject. Why do, when students step into college, the first thing that we hear is that, well, he or she is 18 and they have to sign a release to say that you can see their grades. Of course, I had no problem with that. And my son had no problem with that. But I've talked to a number of parents that have ran into that obstacle. And if that child doesn't sign that release because he or she is 18, then the parents have no access to the grades, academic advisor, or any other thing that can help that child matriculate along. So I have a real problem with that. You know, we're not talking about the military here. And for the most part, that child is still being claimed on your taxes. That child is still living in your household. And may still be living in your household once he or she graduates from that institution. But you have no access to their information because they are 18. I think that that is something that the NCAA needs to take a closer look at, which they may fight it, but then again, that goes back to what I initially said. Should we allow these things to go unspoken? Where is our voice, parents? Where is our voice? Sometimes we have to insert ourselves to the point of saying, hey, a file's a file. You know, we oftentimes sit up in the stands yelling out, you know, what we think that happened during the game and the referee made a bad call and all these other things. We have no problem with yelling that part out. So where is our voice when we can make a real difference on some real issues? You know, a child going to college and trying to focus on his or her academic studies, and we just stepping back and saying, oh, well, you know, he's 18, he should handle it. Wow, no problem. He can check it out. He can do it. Okay, but you're still supporting that child. You're still supporting that child with all that you have. You're still, in a lot of cases, making trips up there regularly to restock the refrigerator, regularly to make sure that he or she got some funds in their pocket, regularly to go up there and check out their athletic event. So, where is the justice in sitting back and saying, oh, well, we as parents have no voice in that particular subject because your child's 18 and they have to sign a waiver? Come on now. You can pull my leg on another day, but not today. I'm going to allow you to pull it. My next question. Should we as parents allow our children to think that this is the normal? All their lives, we have been fighting for them. All their lives, little child fall down, get a boo-boo, we step right on in, show our concerns, say what we have to say, make sure that everything's good to go. But all of a sudden, now we have nothing to say. now we're sitting back just allowing it to happen. No, I don't think that should be the case. Sorry to say, sad to say. I think we still have a voice here. I think we should let our children know that that is not the normal. If something happens that is totally, and trust me, folks, you know, I'll be the first one to say that I'm wrong. I'll be the first one to back off. All in all, I want to let you know that if I see something or feel as though something is wrong, and I've had to have a conversation with my child's high school coach and my child's college coach, if I felt as though something was wrong or something just didn't play out the right way that it should have, I would express my concern. Because oftentimes our children are blinded by the hype, blinded by, you know, we have to do this for this coach. Hold on. Those days are over. You're there to get your education. And he wants you to play that sport for him so that you can get your education. If they want to say that your education or your scholarship and the degree that you receive behind it, hopefully for those that's receiving the degree, is your payment for the services that you are rendering, then there's a little small disconnect in there when they don't want to follow through to make sure that everything's on the up and up. Small disconnect. And that's where my problem comes in. And that's where your problem should come in as a concerned parent, as an advocate for our children. We must be their biggest advocate. Be an advocate. Hashtag be an advocate. Next, throw the question out there. How can we raise our voice without bringing embarrassment to our child, ourselves? Well, folks, that's a real question. A very real question. That's not something that's optional. That's not something that I would say we should take very lightly. That's something that I would truly say we should be very serious about. Because our children must understand that we are there in their corner. We are there for them. It's not an optional thing. It's not one of those things where we just simply sit back and say, oh, well, you know, or we get out there in the stands and we make a fool of ourselves and we jumping up, we trying to run on the court, we trying to run on the field, or we out there, we fighting with the referee, we fighting with the coaches, we calling the coach and cussing them out and sending them nasty grams and dead chickens in the mail and all this old kind of, no. Are we out there in social media blasting him, you know, with some of our personal thoughts or, you know, come on. Oh, worst case scenario, we're out there in mainstream media feeling as though we need to talk about something. Now the scrutiny and all the pressure is on your child. The only thing your child wanted to do was play ball. That's all. So how can we raise our voice without bringing the embarrassment to our child? And I note that I said our child first and then to ourselves, because we're still there to protect our children. Question. Got an answer to that question? Please, by all means, chime in. Give us a call. 917-889-8095. Well, the next question I came up with is a game of basketball, football, soccer, tennis, or whatever sport that important? Does that sport hold that much value that you would compromise yourself? And you allow your child to compromise themselves? Question. What you think? Your thoughts? Your concerns? Anything? Again, I'd love for you to chime in on the conversation, 917-889-8095. Love to hear your thoughts on this particular subject because of the simple fact that I think there's a question out there. I think there's a question that needs to be addressed. I think that there's a question many of you as parents can address and should address because of the simple fact that it's something that's important to not only us, but to our kids as well. To our kids as well. So, join in on the conversation. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts, your ideas, your concepts, your moans, your groans, your gripes, and your complaints. If you have any, bring them to the table. Here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to step away for a minute and come back and finish up our little conversation here. But we love to hear from you because you know what you got to say is very, very, very important. Okay, we'll be right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, folks, I think we're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty. I'm not sure if my soundtracks are playing this evening. I thought we initially cut to little soundtrack, but evidently it did not play for me, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on here. But I want to finish up this conversation because this conversation is very important. It's very, very, very important, and I think it's something that needs to be said. Trying to get to an area where we can make some adjustments here on the switchboard, and hopefully we can finish up this conversation. Because I think what we were just talking about is very, 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 very important and such a valuable issue. So I'm going to step away for a minute, come right back. If it seems like you got disconnected, give us a call back, 917-889-8095. We'll be right back. Please hold. We're having experienced some technical difficulty. Please hold.